The original lie.
The original sin.
The original word
is what I believe.
The Son of God
who is revealed, the seven seals unveiled. The original lie. The original sin.
God's
attributes were manifested to his bride in this last day.
Hallelujah!
We are God of revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord for the original.
Well, let's sing with conviction.
The original lie.
Hallelujah!
The original seed, the original word, is
what I believe.
The Son of Man, the seventh seal is unveiled. The original lie, the original seed.
Oh, we are the Word made flesh today. This is what the scriptures say, and our names are sin within, redeemed and perfect without sin. Yes, we are the anointed and inspired by our God, the original lie.
Oh, the original lie. The original seed, the original word, is what I really believe.
The Son of Man,
the seventh seed, the original lie, the original seed.
Our eyes of understanding, he has opened up at last.
And sweet victory is ours,
who were chained down in the past.
And when he has sounded, and we have responded to our God, who the original lie,
the original lie,
the original
lie,
oh, the original.
The Son of Man,
the seventh seal is unveiled,
the original lie,
the original seed.
We are the Word brought to adoption, full authority and power.
Sleeping saints, join us for translation in this hour. Gentile days will be glory, hallelujah, to our God, who's the original lie.
Oh,
the original lie,
the original seed, the original word is what I believe.
The seventh seal,
oh, the original lie,
the original lie,
hallelujah,
the original seal, the original word is what I believe,
the Son of Man,
the seventh seal.
Amen.
Amen.
It's good for good prayer, for good song worship. Now, today we're going to read the scripture together. Just help me to read together. After we read, we will enter straight to a time of prayer. Because it's a prayer meeting. Let us make it a prayer, really. Now open our Bible to the book of Psalm. It's a very good scripture for the prayer. Psalm 133. Then we can all read together. When you have your Bible ready with you, we can read Psalm 133, Psalm 133. If you have your Bible together, we can all read together. Behold how good and how pleasant it for the brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious anointment upon the head that ran down upon the bed, even Aaron's bed, that went down to the skirt of his garment, and as dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descend upon the mountain of Zion, for there the Lord command the blessing, even life forever. Let's all pray together.
Les sourds attendent et que le muet parle, Père. Nous voulons que tu vois se manifester de cette façon-là. Merci pour toutes choses. Merci pour la gloire de ton Seigneur dans le nom puissant de Jésus.
Let us again read again in the book of Acts chapter 2. I think it's almost the same thing that we read from Psalm. The same scripture, the same atmosphere that made the things possible then. Now in Psalm chapter 2, in Acts chapter 2, sorry, from verse 1 up to 3. And when the day of Pentecost was full come, they were all with one anchor in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there spread unto them cloven tongues like of fire, and it sat upon each of them. You maybe have a seat. Now the scripture we read from Psalm before we could enter to a time of prayer. We come here to pray, not to listen to one another praying. We have to get in contact with the Lord. We have to come to pray. As this, the scripture says here in Psalm, it says, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is something very good, and it is pleasant. Now, when something is good, you can see it manifest in the life of the people. When someone has something good, you can't see it hidden in the life of someone. When you have good things, it manifests. And as we come to a time like this for prayer, it's supposed to be manifested in each of us' heart. Because David says, I was glad when they told me to go to the house of the Lord. When you come to the house of the Lord, you don't give a sad mood, no. You give a joyful face. You show that I'm in a happy place. Because it is the bread and they dwell together. It's a pleasure. It's not something sad to be together with your brother. It's something pleasant that the scripture says. And it's supposed to be manifest in each of us life somehow. We should not be lost in our mind. Try to think something else. And we sit in church like you are not there. No, the scripture says it's good and pleasant. It is something that is supposed to be manifest in each of us heart. Now, and it says when the brethren dwell together in unity. Because sometimes the brethren can dwell together, but they are not in unity. It's a different mind, different things in their mind. Someone thinking something else, he think he could be in a different place. But the scripture says when they dwell together in unity, and that unity is the unity of the spirit. When all of us, we come together in the unity of the spirit, we dwell together and the spirit of God will come down. Because it says that it is such a place that God command his blessing, even life forevermore. In such a place where the people gather in the right atmosphere, where God pour down his eternal life. The Spirit of God comes down and anoint the people. But the people has to be together. Because we read from the book of Acts, it tells us that when they were there in the upper chamber, they were together there with one anchor. They were in one unity. They were agree in one thing, that the purpose of us coming tonight to church is for the prayer meeting, is to pray and to communicate it with our God. They didn't come with another mind. Maybe they were busy when the first day they come, the prophet say. Maybe they was different with other things. The mind were different. Someone was thinking something else. But when they come there and stay long enough in that upper chamber, and they empty themselves, all their differences went away, and all their misunderstanding went away, the Holy Spirit come down and fill them all. You see, the prophet says, it's the atmosphere that count. It's not the way we come, it's the atmosphere. When we created the right atmosphere, it's that what count. It's that what make the Spirit of God come down. It's what change everything. It's what change the condition of our life, is the atmosphere that we created. If we created the right atmosphere, God has no respect of man. God will come and meet with us. But it's not God that will create it. It's us that will create the atmosphere. That we can make God welcome and he can come and commune with us. Now, if we come with the atmosphere of prayer, God must come down. Because the scripture we read here in Psalm, it says it's pleasant and it's good when the brethren dwell together. It's where God commands his blessing. This is the word of God through David. It's not my word, it's not your word. But if we come in the same condition, God must come down. And the prophet said, in an atmosphere like that, you can't see a blind man. All the blind man will receive their sight. In an atmosphere like that, nobody can be left the same way he can. The healing will be ministered in that condition. When there's a singleness of heart, when the people are together, they broke all their difference. They broke everything else. They empty themselves and allow God to come down and fill them with the Spirit of God. Something must happen. Something must take place. But it could be easy that the people will gather, but with a different mind. Someone thinking something else. Someone could wish that he could be somewhere else. He wished that the prayer meeting should not take long. People should not pray long. That we could go home quick. It's not the same spirit. There's no unity. It's just being together. But if we come with one mind, with one heart, that we go today, no matter if we're going to finish praying at midnight, but as long as we meet with God, then the Lord must come down. Because we come with one motive, we come with one objective, that we want to go to pray. We want to break down ourselves. We want a change inside of our life. I don't want to go back home the same way that I come. I don't want to wait until tomorrow that I can commune with God. I wanted to start from today, that a reality should be inside of my heart. And when I come now, tomorrow, things will be easy. The minister will be able just to preach the gospel and everything will move smoothly. But it's easy to come to a place that why the scripture say dwell, but in unity. Not just dwell together. It's easy for the people to dwell, but not being in unity. It's easy for the people to be together, and other people's minds are different, and the other one's mind are in the things of God. I wish we could pray more. And someone will be wishing, I wish people just not listen of me. Then they can pray too. Then I will not just be the one who's making noise. But someone will want like, it could be good for him if he could pay short today, that we can go early. You see, because different mind, there's no unity of the spirit. But when they were there, they were shut off from the things of the world. They forget everything completely there. They forget what happened during the day, the disappointment of the day. And they sit there and seek the face of the Lord because they knew the promise was made and that they must be the fulfillment of the promise. The Lord made the promise himself. The Lord Jesus Christ, he told them, I will send you the comfort. Now he promised them that I will send you the comfort now. And they went in the upper chamber. They were not there playing. They went not to see one another. No, they went there to receive the promise. Now when we come to church, that to receive the promise of God, we must receive it. But it depends how do we come to. And the right attitude to the promise of God, it will make you right to get it. Now, if we come with that attitude, with the right attitude, that we go there to receive the promise of God. And the prophet said we created an atmosphere where there was no doubt, there was no unbelief. We come with the right atmosphere inside of our heart, a right ground that let the seed of God to be sown inside there and produce the fruit there. We will see the good fruit. But it depends how did you come to. If you come to see a fault, you will see a fault. If you come to meet with Jesus, you will meet with Jesus. You will not see any fault. You will only see Jesus. But if you come with another mind inside of you, even Jesus is there, you won't be able to see him. Even Jesus is there, you will not be able to see it. Because it depends on the condition of your heart and what you come to see. If you come to seek Jesus, you will see Jesus. Because the scripture says, where two or three are gathered in my name, I shall be in their midst. Now, according to the scripture we read in Psalm, we know that everything here, it was speaking about Christ. And Christ is the head. And how anointing started from the head and went down to the garment and went down to the congregation. Now, the anointing started from there. It started from Christ himself being anointed now. And it went down to the congregation because the scripture shows us that Aaron was the high priest. He was the type of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's showing that from the Lord Jesus Christ, the anointing will go to the congregation. That's why he told the disciple now, it's better for me to go that you can receive the comfort. You can receive the anointing. Because the anointing started first with him. And in the upper chamber now, it was the first time for the outpouring of the Spirit of God. But they created a condition that promise could be manifested. They didn't come anyhow. They didn't come with a confused mind. They didn't come with a lot of things in their mind expecting to receive something from God. No. They emptied themselves up. They finished themselves completely. They stayed there 10 days seeking the Lord. But you don't need to take 10 days. But if you can empty yourself, even in 5 minutes, you will see the mighty hand of the Lord inside of your life. Because God didn't respect them more than you and I know. But what God respected, the condition of their heart, the condition they created, the atmosphere that was around them, it was able for God to come down and fulfill his promise. It's the atmosphere that is count what the prophet says. It's the atmosphere that count. He say the normal procedure of the chicken to hatch is that you have to put it under the hen. But if you put it in the right atmosphere, no matter what it is, it will hatch anyhow. Because their condition are right. The atmosphere is right. When the atmosphere is right, it will produce the fulfillment of the word. If you want to see God inside of your life, you have to create the atmosphere. You have to create the condition where God will feel welcome. You have to empty yourself. You have to take everything out of your mind. The confusion of this life. The doubt toward the promise of God. And every negative thought, it has to be set aside for you to be able to see the promise of God being fulfilled. Now, we don't come to church as a culture. We don't come to church as a customer. That is a Friday, we have to go there. No, we have to go beyond that. When we come to church, it will be something joyful. That when I'm going to church, I'm going to meet with God. Because the purpose of coming here, not to meet with one another. It's good for us to fellowship as a brethren. The scripture says, it's where the Lord pour down his blessing. It's very good. But we come here, the objective is to meet with God. If it was that to come with one another, we can fellowship in the house, make some meal, and make some sansa and eat there. It will be good. But when we come to a moment like this, we want to meet with God himself. And inside of our mind, I'm not coming there. I'm not going to church for a sister or for a brother. I'm going to church to meet with Christ. When you come in that condition, you will create it an atmosphere. Even the word of God is not preached perfect, but you will only see Jesus. Because your motive and what is inside of your heart, you are coming to see Jesus. Surely you must see Jesus. If you come to see Jesus, you will see Jesus. Because you are not coming to see someone else. You come to see Jesus, not to see me. And when you come to see Jesus, even other people can't see it. Because you come and you have created the condition inside of your heart that Jesus will be welcome. You will be able to see him. You will be able to see him. That's why we want now to sing few songs again and to enter to a time of prayer and to make sure that when we leave this place, we will be full happy that we went there, we meet with the Lord Jesus Christ. I didn't went there to meet with one another. I went there, but I meet with my God. We want to create the condition, the right condition inside of our heart. And we want to create a condition that God can feel welcome. But now, if it is possible to make a restitution, it will be good for you to make it, for God to come down inside of your heart. Because there is a condition that you have to create it, that God can come down. Now, we must change the condition of our heart. And how do we change it? When we get broken in prayer, when we enter inside in prayer and deep there and confess our sin and confess our shortcoming and make everything right with God, and the Lord must come down and commune with us. And he has to come down and commune with us. Because he said it's pleasant and it's good when the brethren dwell together in unity. And we must dwell in unity of the Spirit of God. Because some people can dwell in the unity of a politics matter. They can dwell in the unity of the football. But we don't dwell in the unity of the football. We dwell in the unity of the Spirit of God. And we have to get broken down. As the scripture tells us now, that from the scripture says in verse 2, in verse 3, it says, as the dew of the ermine of the dew that descend upon the mountain of Zion. For the Lord command the blessing, even the life forevermore. Now the Lord command the blessing when we gather like this in the unity of the Spirit. And not only the life, not only the blessing, but also the Lord give the eternal life. Imagine how simple we gather like this. But someone can receive an eternal life just the way we gather, if we gather in the right condition. If we are together in the Spirit, the Lord can minister the eternal life to someone's life. Just gathering like this, and the Lord can minister something, the eternal life in the life of someone. Someone who didn't have it. Someone who needs to meet with the Lord. But if we gather in the right spirit, we gather together with the unity of the Spirit, something special can happen. And the prophet said, there's no blind person will be among us. When we gather in this condition, when we create it, a right atmosphere, the prophet said there will be no dumb people among us. Everything will be healed. All the prayer requests will be met. All the need will be met. If we create it a right atmosphere, when the Lord can come down and meet with us, everything is possible. Everything will happen. If you look at the woman with the problem of the issue of the blood, the woman was suffering for 18 years. But she created a condition inside of her heart. She created a condition of faith, an atmosphere of faith, that she didn't ought even to be led, that Jesus should lay his hand on her. But what she says, if I can just touch the garment of his cloth, I will be healed. Imagine, she didn't say that, no, if I can sit together with Jesus, or I can just be in front of him. He said, even I can touch the garment. Because the woman has the revelation. She knows that everything that Jesus touched is anointed. Even his garment is anointed. I don't need just his hand upon me. I don't need to be there just in front of the people. But if I can touch somewhere where he have touched, I will receive my healing. But Jesus already touched your brother and your sister. If you have faith, you can touch your brother and your sister. Something will happen. Because everything that Jesus touched is anointed. And you and I, we've been touched by Jesus Christ. Now, everything that Jesus has touched is anointed. That if you created the right condition, you believe that the prayer of my brother, the prayer of my sister, it can change all the condition that you are in. It can give solution to your problem. And it can minister healing to your sickness. It can answer your prayer. But we must create it the right condition. We must create it the right atmosphere that God will feel welcome. Let's sing a few songs. Then we enter to a time of prayer. Let's just get in time of prayer. Just pray 3 times or 2 times now. We pray and see how the Lord will lead us. We read that few scripture that he'll allow us to create the condition that the Lord will be able to minister his blessing among us. Because he said, where the brethren dwell together is where God commands his blessing. And the eternal life is there. We remember that in that day at Pentecostal, in the Act 2, we see that the life of the many people were saved. They received the eternal life. Because the eternal life is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the Lord Jesus Christ in the form of the Spirit. Once you receive him, you become immortal. You can't die anymore. And we see that the first time that the scripture was fulfilled, it was at Acts chapter 2. That the Spirit of the Lord came down now. And the eternal life was ministered to the life of the people. And the people were able to speak to unknown tongues. They were able now to be filled with the Holy Spirit. But as tonight, if we create the same condition, the Lord can make people speak in tongues. Everything is possible. The Lord can fill the people with his Spirit. Let's sing, and then we all enter to a time of prayer.
He were in a
baptize everyone.
Hallelujah.
baptized.
We're baptized. Oh Lord, send
Alleluia.
Your
power. Oh Lord, send the power.
Send your power.
Send the power.
Whatever we do, Lord Savior, Lord, we only desire to do it as we are doing to God. Lord Savior, Paul said, Lord, if any man glory, Lord, let him glory that he knows Jesus Christ. We ask your grace, your mercy, your strength for your glory and your grace. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 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 Let's all stand. We sing a song before we could bring to a prayer request. We really come for prayer. It's good that if someone wants to push forward to pray, there's nothing wrong with it. We come here to pray. Amen. In the house of the Lord, there's liberty. If someone wants to go 2 hours, there's nothing wrong with that.
God searched through heaven and couldn't find one worthy to be the sacrifice that was needed to buy eternal life for you and me. Oh, had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, had it not been for the old rugged cross, oh, had it not been for a man called Jesus, then forever my soul would be lost. Willing to drink that bitter cup. When he prayed, Father, let it pass for me. Oh, I'm so glad he didn't go to heaven's angels to take the nails from his hands that set me free. Oh, had it not been for a place for my country, had it not been for the old rugged cross, oh, had it not been for a man, oh, Jesus, then forever my soul would be lost. Had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, had it not been for the old rugged cross, oh, had it not been for a man, oh Jesus, and forever my soul would be lost.
Before we could bring our prayer request, I just want to read something from the spoken word here. The prophet in the divine love, he says, now you have got to create an atmosphere of and your faith will do it. They were all in the upper room with one anchor, and when suddenly there came from heaven a sound as a rushing mighty wind, and the atmosphere was right. Now, what the prophet mean there? It's not the preacher that will bring the result. It's the atmosphere that will bring the result. It's not the one who speak, but the atmosphere that everybody has to create it. It's what will bring the result. If you have to get anything from God, it's not because of the preaching. If it's the condition of your heart. If you make the condition of your heart right, you will get anything you want from God. Because we saw even with that woman with the blood issue, there's nobody that preached her a serious sermon. But she created an atmosphere in condition that she was able to receive her healing. It wasn't depending on Jesus. It was depending on the condition of her heart. And she believed it and she moved. And the prophet said, it will take an atmosphere to do anything. Hallelujah. You know, the regular procedure to hatch chicken is to put them under the hen. But to get the egg in the right atmosphere, it hatched anyhow. Amen. Get the egg in the right atmosphere, it hatched anyhow. It's the condition, the atmosphere, that the man and the woman can create it. That what bring the result. Amen. If the atmosphere is not right, no matter who gonna preach it, nothing will happen to you. Because even Jesus was able to go somewhere and preach the gospel, and the people were not healed. What was the problem? Because the atmosphere wasn't right. They could not create a condition that they can have a faith inside of their life. But anything that we created in our life, that will make God welcome. And the prophet said, we cast away the doubt, the unbelief, and confess our sin, and put everything under the blood, and created that right atmosphere. God must be manifested in each of us life. Because there's nobody is greater than the other. It's except the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He's the one that is doing the work. But the atmosphere must be right. If we come here expecting in church, we come here under expectation, we come to meet with God. And I believe that tonight many people have met with the Lord Jesus Christ. They don't wait tomorrow to meet with him. Right now, people are meeting with the Lord Jesus Christ. And they will continue meeting with him. But if you just wait for a special occasion, it's a bad thing for you. Because they can't be often. But if you make Jesus welcome every day inside of your life, by your way that you live, your way that you make your prayer, it will always be well with you. Even when it's not well outside, but inside of your soul, it will always be perfect. If anybody has any prayer request, before we could enter to a time of prayer, then we just pray for the request. We just remember Brother Brian. He went for checkup. If you can pray for him, and also remember Brother David, that the Lord could make him perfect well, that the glory and the honor will be given unto God. If anybody else has any prayer request, and we have our normal prayer request to pray for the weekend service, tomorrow service, and the Sunday service. And we want the Lord to visit us. We want the Lord to anoint the brother. That is not just knowledge, but something quickening should come from it. That it could quicken our life. That it could say, we could minister deeper to it inside of our heart. That when we leave from here, we could say that it was good to be in the house of the Lord. But we know the scripture says, the Lord pour the blessing where the brethren are dwelt together in unity. And we need to be in the unity of the Spirit. We don't need to come divide. We don't need to come fighting, no. From our home, we make sure, especially in our home, that the wife and the husband, everything is in order. There's no fighting. Because if we come fighting from our home, we make that church unwelcome for God. We must make sure that we prepare everything from our home. And coming here with the expectation. Because if you want to come in a home, divide the home, and we come here, we affect everything. That we must make sure that the unity of the Spirit, we keep it even in our home. Everywhere where we are, we keep it together. That's all in the Spirit. And make God welcome, that he can come and commune with us. If there's no any prayer request, we will sing the chorus. Then we'll all pray for the prayer request. Then we'll ask Brother Vegas to close with a word of prayer.
Only Jesus, only He to satisfy.
in every burden there comes a blessing. And I know the Lord is my only Jesus, only Jesus, only Jesus, only Him to satisfy. Hallelujah, in every burden there comes a blessing. And I know the Lord is mine. It's easy. Hallelujah. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. Only Him to satisfy. Oh, in every burden there comes a blessing. And I know the Lord is. One more time, only Jesus. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. Only Him to satisfy. Hallelujah. In every burden there comes a blessing. Hallelujah. And I know the Lord is only Jesus, only Jesus, only Jesus, only Him to satisfy. Oh, in every burden there comes a blessing, and I know the Lord is my.
Ask about the Vegas to close with a word of prayer. Let's bow our heads.
Dangiškas tėve, dėkojame tau už tą vakarą viešpatė, už tą susirinkimą, nuostabų viešpatė, už tas maldas. Ačiū viešpatė, svarbiausia, kad tu buvai čia su mumis viešpatė ir kad tu esi su mumis, nes tu pažadėjai, kad tu nepaliksi mūsų viešpatė iki pasaulio pabaigos ir tu laikaisi savo pažadų, Dieve. Dėkoju, kad mes galėjom čia susirinkti tavo vardu, tavo žodį sako, kur du ar trys tavo vardu susirinkė, ten ir tu būsi, Dieve, ir išklausysi iš dangaus viešpatė. Dėkoju, kad tu išklausai mūsų maldas viešpatė ir mes susitarę prašome dėl brolio Deivido viešpatė, kad tu jį išgydytum, kad tu leistum, sustiprintum jo tikėjimą ir kad jisai primtų ir būtų tobulai sveikas viešpatė Dieve, kad jis ateitų, liudytų čia apie tavo malonę, apie tavo galią viešpatė. Taip pat ir brolį Brianą viešpatė.
Eime.
Nužengime, meldžiu ten ligoninį viešpatė, kuris yra. Dieve, jisai pats liudėjo, kad tik į tavimi, kai tu išgydė tą arklį stebuklingai viešpatė ir dabar jam reikia išgydymo viešpatė. Sustiprinki viešpatė ir tebūna jisai sveikas, kokia lyga ten bebūtų. Tavo Jėzaus Kristaus kraujas nuplauna visas nuodėmes ir tavo vardas išvaro bet kokį demoną, o demonas yra lyga ir pranašas sakė, kad tavo vardo dreba visi demonai, tebūna tie demonai išvaryti ir pašalinti iš jo kūno. Viešpatė Dieve, palaimink meldžių Rydiną, palaimink Džordžą Martiną, kai jis atvažiuos viešpatė savo iki kelionėje. Dieve, kai jis čia atvažiuos iš taip toli, tą maistą, kurį paruošė mūsų sielams viešpatė, duok mums išlaikyti šitą atmosferą, kad mes ateitume pasiruošę, pasimeldę viešpatė, kad mes priimtume tą žodį, kurį tu siunti mums. Dieve, palaimink meldžių, kai mes išeisim, palaimink viešpatė brolį Fransą, jo šeimyną viešpatė, tarnautojus, diakonus viešpatė. Dėl tavo vardo šlovės, Jėzaus Kristaus vardo.
Amen. 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 May you dismiss you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm not what I ought to be. I'm not what I want to be. But I know one thing. I'm not what I used to be. I'll keep pressing for the mark, all that I call it, in Christ Jesus, who I want to be. God wants me to be. Give me strength as I run this race, to stay on the path no matter what I face. Jesus Christ in my heart, I feel the change growing from the start. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean thing? But Jesus Christ, call him on the scene. Lord, make me anew. Oh, I'm not what I ought to be. I'm not what I want to be. But I know one thing. I'm not what I used to be. I keep praising for the mark of the I call it, in Christ Jesus, who I want to be, what God wants me to be. For I want to be, for I am to be, what God wants me to be.